pain. It's all I've felt for the longest time. You can't make it go away. All you can do is mask it, run from it until your body and mind learn how to cope. That's been my life since she died, since they died, my loving wife and amazing son. I deserve this. I deserve to feel pain. Only one thing numbs it, and it's not this. I wrap my fingers around the solid wood sides of the crudely built St. Andrew's cross that Mistress Grace has me secured to. The rope twisted around my wrist is tied to each metal O-ring on the X. It's an odd shape for a St. Andrew's cross, with the smaller part of the X on the bottom instead of it being even on both sides. I can't tell if it's a design flaw or if this particular St. Andrew's cross was purposely built so that a man's genitals could be easily accessible no matter which way he's facing. I lean forward a little, testing the metal beam that holds the cross in place. It's not bolted to the floor, so if I put too much weight on it, I know it will slide. That would displease Mistress. Not that I give a crap. Pleasing her hasn't been at the forefront of my mind, as much as she insists that it should be. This was never what I wanted. I was talked into it, convinced that I just need to let go of control. Letting go of control is what got my family killed. I should have put my foot down when Leigh insisted that Isaac go to Catholic school, or maybe I should have let her have her way. I don't even know anymore. It was a stupid thing for us to argue over. Stupid that she got so mad that she took Isaac and left. Even stupider that they died because of it. I'm a horrible person, a worthless, wretched human being. I deserve the sting of the flogger licking at my back again and again. Somehow, though, I don't feel it. My body absorbs every blow, disperses the sting, soaks it in until it becomes nothing. I don't flinch, don't tense, don't feel. Not really. What am I doing here? Why do I keep coming back? We've only been at this for 2 weeks now, but I've given it enough time to know that it's not right for me. This pain that she feeds me, this pain that's supposed to make all the bad things inside my head go away, it does nothing but aggravate me. It makes me want to rip the flogger from her hand, tie her to the cross, and give her a taste of her own medicine. That thought makes me smile. Part of me feels like I don't belong here, but I know that's only because I'm going to see her again. I try not to let the thought bother me as I sit in a restaurant with other lifestylers, many of whom I'm meeting for the first time. My eyes scan the faces around me at the munch, doms and submissives, collared and unowned. Maybe there's a girl here for me, one who will let me do all of the horrible things I've been dreaming of, things that go beyond the mild bondage play that I did with Grace. The thought that I might have to commit to a contract bothers me. Grace made me realize I need to tread carefully. Few girls are as distant and cold as she is. Most submissives are needy, from what I've seen and heard in the brief period of time that I've tried to immerse myself in BDSM culture. Hopefully, there's a scene slut here, someone I can play with at my leisure. I definitely don't want a commitment with some clingy girl. A few of the girls at the table are making eyes at me. It's pretty easy to pick out which ones are interested. Girls have always liked me. I'm blessed with good looks, and I do my best to stay fit, putting in hours at the gym whenever I'm not working or sleeping. A voluptuous blonde girl sits across from me and extends her hand in greeting.
Hi, I'm Mira Argentino.
I smile politely and shake her hand. I'm Lucian Reddick.
Cool name.
Her cherry red lips perk into a grin.
Reddick. It sounds familiar.
I own a business around here. I nod in the direction of my practice.
A business owner. Impressive.
What do you do? I ask. Not that it matters. All I care about is taking her home and getting into her panties.
I work at a gas station.
She quirks her head to the side as if she's embarrassed to admit that. Money is money.
It is, but I'd like more of it.
She laughs nervously. Wouldn't we all? My eyes widen for effect. In truth, I have more money than I'll ever need. That's never stopped me from wanting more, though.
So, what's your status?
She brushes a strand of hair behind her ear. I can't help but grin. Apparently, her mind is much on the same track as mine. She's getting down to business. I'm a dominant, I tell her with confidence.
You are?
A familiar voice chimes in behind me, causing me to cringe.
When did that happen?